Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully she would get here because we're going to definitely come on tonight and just share a couple of random things. So I'm waiting on her to arrive, and we will be talking about women in business and a number of topics as well as what's been going on in our community. So it's going to be bright tonight. So I'm hoping that our co-host or my co-host will be here. So until the meantime, we're going to take a short commercial break. Thank you. Yeah, okay, we got it. As I said, we're going to take a short commercial break and see what's going on with the Initiative Radio Network. So let me, can we take a short commercial break? But if not, we're going to talk a bit tonight. The show, like I said, it's not going to be as long as 2 hours. It may be even 30 minutes. I don't know. It depends on how my data and everything is working tonight. If y'all have a bit of, weather issues going on. So with that, we're going to try this again. But nevertheless, okay, we're going to get this. We're going to take a commercial break and listen. But until my co-host comes out, and then we're going to talk about my new business. I'm started in the paparazzi jewelry. And it's exciting. There are thousands and thousands of women that is, coming into this business. And the beauty is about it. You know, you can be great friends and networks, et cetera. But also, you can, if you really do well and get enough good team members under your consultant title, and then definitely it can be a great, great, opportunity for women. I'm just started and I'm on my first kit, which you have to buy a kit. The first kit is $99. The second kit is $2.99, and the third kit is $9.99. And the beauty of it is all of the jewelry is only $5. Do you hear me? $5. And that is great because that's very economic. Business. It's a beautiful jewelry. Also, it's lead and nickel free, which some people are allergic to certain metals. But this will, protect you and not irritate most skin or skin type. So it's if you want to support your sister, you can look at my website is PoppyRossiAccessories.com/209045. And you can go there. Also, I got a Facebook page, Kamala K. as in Kite Muhammad. Please go there and shop away. Or if you would like to wear some certain, then please let me know by shooting an inbox or to me. Also, you can text me, 318-732-4573, and become a business person. And it takes up, doing for self. It is definitely, it's a start of leaving for doing for self. And also, like I said, beautiful jewelry. You can go Facebook Live, with your products, and that would definitely get you more customers, more business, which means more money in your pocket. And who don't need money these days? We all need, money to have a more productive, more quality of life. That's just the way it is. And there's nothing wrong with getting or acquiring money because it's definitely, as I said, a major necessity in life. We shouldn't do anything that's unrighteous to get it, but nevertheless, when we earn it honestly, and then we can use it in ways to benefit our family, community, and people as a whole. Because if you're, you know, for instance, if you're poor, you know, that just really, you don't really have any means to do much with, you know, and that's not, as it was taught in the Nation of Islam by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, debt and debt, financial debt, is a form of slavery. Because, you know, you're constantly striving to, as the older people would say, you know, rob Paul to pay Peter, because you're deciding which bill do I pay, how much do I eat this week, you know. And this can be very stressful and on your mental well-being as well as, you know, from mental to your physical. So if we had more money, we would, you know, with more money with wisdom and righteousness. Let me just say that, because a fool with a lot of money or a person with a lot of money without any sense or wisdom is a fool, and it's not going to do them any good because they're wasting it and not, you know, doing the, having the benefit of having money without wisdom. So let me clear that up and make that clear. You know, we need more money, but we definitely need wisdom or knowledge to go along with that money, so we can make that money benefit and make that money to enhance our lives and not to do anything to, you know, be in detriment of having money. So, you know, sometimes we might see stars or the so-called celebrities. They get money, have money and stuff, and they don't know what to do with it because they don't have the mindset, the wisdom, of the knowledge of making their money work for them. So that's the problem right there, and that is a big problem. But we as a people, collectively, we make over 1 billion, I believe, well, I'm sorry, $1 trillion and a half. And it's ridiculous that we don't have, you know, any more to show or anything. We don't have our own hospital. We may have a business here and there, but it's not, you know, it's not too many of us that have it. Unfortunately, most of us are still struggling just financially. Just, it's absolutely ridiculous. And so I say this to say this, you know, just try to have some type of business and do for self. We should definitely do that. So if anyone have any questions, please, or call in, et cetera. And we can talk about business, whatever else is on your mind, heart, soul, and spirit. Yes. So, as I was saying earlier, with business, it's a beautiful thing where we can financially take care of ourselves and not to be stressed all out. But we also, when we get money, particularly around, you know, the beginning of the second part of the year with our income tax. If we would only get like $200 to $300 and pull those resources together, oh my God, we would do great with that. We would absolutely we would come up because we're putting the business together, and that's how most other races or nation thrive. They pull their resources together, they put their businesses aside, and they work together for the benefit of the whole. And unfortunately, as we've been so divided and talked against each other, that most of us not having their brother or their sister to love. And you know, then it's not a good thing. So with that, let me see. Hopefully the co-host is able to make it. I just hope when this program is not, you know, going the way we want it to go, because we definitely want to hear her point of view with everything, too, not just my side. So is that going to get the computer bit of a moment to reload? Then we're going to come back and see can we get the sister's opinion of what we've been talking about. But again, we are talking the first part segment of the program. We're talking about copyright jury. And I am not an official consultant, which means I have my own business. I have a website. I'm selling jewelry, $5, and 50 cents for tax. So it definitely requires tax. But it's okay if everyone don't have the tax. You know, as long as they have that $5 main cost of the jewelry, then that's fine. So if anyone is interested and in a consultant, then please contact Family K. Muhammad at 318-732-4573. And you do not have to, be in my city. If people are all over the nation as well as the world, who are doing this fabulous jury. And so with that, I think we have our co-host here. Let's see here. Hopefully this computer acts right. Oh, my God, I think we have her. Mr. Chair, are you there?
Yes. Peace and blessings.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I'm here. I told you I would be.
Yeah, you did. Listen, it was my fault because my phone was jamming up and it was doing all sorts of things. I was like, oh, my God. But thank you and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. Karen is definitely part of our Initiative family, so please welcome her in. She's been on a numerous of times on the Wednesday program with Brother Maurice, myself, and Dr. Jones. And she's in pretty regular and does a beautiful job, as a matter of fact. I'm so proud of her and welcome her right on the family. She's a beautiful spirit. She always elevates her sister not only me, but others. She really does, and I'm very honored to have her here and have her as a sister. So with that, as I was speaking earlier about, I'm a consultant for the Popsy Rossi and Sesame Jury, and I'm really, really excited, and the beauty of it is to share, as I was sharing with the audience, listening audience, if it's only $5, and you can't beat that. You know, we spend $5 so quickly and effortlessly, and the beauty of it is, like I said, if anyone wants to be a consultant and then get with me, and I will show you how to do it, and, you know, this business, I've been hearing about it, and then I'm like, I want to try it, and, you know, recently I'm like, what the heck? You know, I've sold Avon for 3 years, and thank God for it, because overall, I did well with the customers. I was very grateful. And then I started making jewelry for a while and selling designs that, I was able to design. That was great. And then I started selling some other jewelry. But now, I just love jewelry. I got, a number of jewelry. It's great. So with that, I'm going to rest my mic and allow Kara to, speak on women in business, what do you think, because we are great as women. We can, as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, we can do anything that's of good and of intelligence and greatness. He just don't want us to, degrade ourselves. So with that, I'm going to rest my mic and allow Sister Sarah to give her take on, women in business who she made, admire as far as business and her take on business. And, if she have a business or on the business center. So please, just carefully share with us what are your thoughts on business center, or women at business, shall I say.
Okay. I'd like to share with everybody that I have many years, over 20-plus years of seamstress work training, and I've worked in a booth company 2 years ago where I sewed up booth seats, like for restaurants and homes and stuff like that. And, and then 2 years before that, I spent working in a upholstery, another upholstery company, where I inspected materials, cloth materials, and fabrics that come that they were using to make different things from like retailers like Carhartt and Sears and JCPenney's and, you know, kind of major retail companies. And I would inspect those materials and make sure that they didn't have flaws in them. And the ones that did have flaws, I had to take out of the pile and stuff like that. So I've done some seamstress work on my own, but I am thinking about opening up my own little seamstress shop, and I have for years. I've made jewelry. I've done a lot of different little things, you know, to make money. And I want to share with everybody that, you know, I work for the man, you know, and after the last seamstress job that I had maybe 2-3 years ago, I felt in my heart, I said, I don't want to work for the system no more because they didn't treat me right. Things was going on in the company, and I was like the only black woman in the whole company. And so it pushed me into a place where I'm really thinking about trying to do my own thing. I think it would be better in my best interest for myself and my people that save those skills and craft for building up our community. And we need those. We need people with skills and all kinds of crafts to bring to the table to, you know, start our own, you know, Black Wall Street up again. You know, because that's my dream. That's my dream for us to have our own state and our own city again where we can do our thing. I was watching on Facebook about, I think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about that we can't prosper with these people anymore. So it's imperative for us to start thinking about branching out on our own. I think if we just, you know, kind of foster that idea and try to work with, you know, just don't be scared and just kind of put yourself out there. And sometimes you take a chance, you never know how things might go. And I was thinking about, I said, what he was talking, and the idea of having our own again would be wonderful. It would be a wonderful thing because we need to be in a place where we can take care of our people and keep that money and that wealth within our own community. And you know, and I was thinking about, and the thoughts that I think, then I hear people talk about it, well, they're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. You know, they have the same thought, you know, likewise mine, like I have. And so that makes me feel good. It don't make me feel like I'm crazy or I'm just stupid for thinking those ways, you know. But I like that. I like the idea. I like what he was saying about, you know, the black people and what we need to do for us. And I rest my mic.
Wow, you have really shared some beautiful things and the skills that you have. And that's what it's about, the care of emphasizing or focusing on what we have. We are rich, great people with all the skills and the talents that God has given us. And like you said,
that's
if
right.
we just would just have courage and faith as big as the mustard seed and get out there and do this, because God is backing us with not 100%, with everything. If he wants us to do this, it's just that we are so fearful of the open enemies and what other naysayers say. But we got to get out of that crap. So I'm just going to be real. So that's why, you know, I'm making them, you know, as the says, because there are like hosts and different things of that nature. So right there, we already got a sister here that knows how to do that. You know, with a jury maker, she's, you know, doing other things and the business that she's more has in mind now. And that's what we should do. So, in God's will, I'm going to have a conference call with all the serious minded black men and women. And so we can stop talking about it, but be about it, because it's over. We have to pull it together, and the longer that we wait and take all forever of doing it, the more we're gonna suffer. The more they're gonna keep punching us. I mean, keep it real in the mouth, like they did the black sister, and I believe in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the other day. The Asian man just hit the sister like she was an innocent. Now, if she had been a white woman or his staff, there's no way he would have disrespected her in the way that he did. And it's time for us to stop taking that. Yes, ma'am. I saw that, and it really upset me. Oh, my God, it upset me. So it needs our black man to stand up and punch him right back in his mouth the way he did our sister. That's what it needs.
That's right.
Being cowards and doing nothing but marching and with flags or with posters. That is over with. We need something more. What they give, we got to give back to them. That's the only thing that they're going to understand. And also pull back our money and build our own stores. We have enough
resources.
Stop patronizing them. They don't give a darn about us. You see what they're doing to us. Talking it over and over, and not, like I said, not only to the brother, but they have started doing it to the sister, and not to our babies. As I read the other week on the story, when they tasted an 11-year-old child, and you know that is absolutely not necessary, and they wouldn't have done it
That's
if
right.
the child was other than being black. So I'm sick of it. I'm up to here with it. And we have to come together, those that have like minds, and we have to do it. The ones that want to stay behind and be in this system and be enslaved physically, mentally, socially, economically, psychologically, don't stay. It's okay. We don't want you there messing up things anyway. So as your sister said, we want a whole new world. We want heaven while we live. We wait for the so-called die, because in my opinion, we're not going to get nothing. It's too late for that. You know, that's too real here.
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, as I said, you know, it's horrible the way that we get treated over and over and over. And I'm just, you know, I won't give up ever. But I'm getting to the point where we're going to have to do something else besides holding posters in front of stores and try to shut their stores down. Instead of trying to shut their stores down, build your own store. We got
right.
enough money to put $25 here or $30 here. As a matter of fact, let me slow down. I'm the most unbelievable humble had in going through the minister, which we have an economic blueprint where he asking everyone that everybody that worked, now he's not even asking the ones that own disability or whatever, but he just asking, you know, I mean, that would be helpful too, don't get it wrong, but he calculated that if 15 meeting of us put 35 cents a day in the program, which would, you know, ultimately be $18 and some cents, that we would have over 200 some billion of dollars a year. And that is nothing to put, you know, a $20 and get over with for the year. Just put $20 in there.
Mm-hmm.
We are so divided, unfortunately, on ignorant, silly things that doesn't make any sense. Because the more we're divided on our foolishness, the more that they conquer us. And so until we get that mindset of unity and love and that self-respect, you don't have to agree on everything the brother says. That's fine. But you should have enough love and respect and responsibility to agree on. I don't want my sister to be crushed in the mouth. I don't want my brother to be bullied and beaten by the policeman. I don't want the judge to be sanctioned or to be raped or whatever that it may be going on. So that's the problem. Until you get that mindset and want for your sister or your brother, as you want for yourself, then dying, they're going to continue to keep having us suffering, dying, and just it's just too much. And so, you know, I say that I'm going about the rest of my mic because I get very passionate, and I won't apologize because this is sincerity that I'm speaking on, but I'm up to here with it. And for those that are online, please dial 563-999-3682. I only did about an hour tonight, but as long as he let us stay on this line, then we know we'll be here about at least, only give or take, about 20 more minutes or so. So if you have any questions or, you know, want to, whatever on your mind, then please dial that number. And or if you want to send a text, I don't mind texting my number as long as it's done for the right reason. That'll 318-732-4573. And with that, we're going to take just a quick promotion break. Then we'll be right back to Initiative Radio and our co-host, with our co-host, Sir Carol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539, at 701-639-0190, or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Thank you. And welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and we are joined by a beautiful, very intelligent Sister Christy Carroll. And tonight we're just going to have a bit of a short program, but nevertheless, I didn't want to not come on trying to definitely, give out this, let our listening also that we definitely appreciate you, and we are working on getting another host. Our sister Shannon is with the Initiative Radio Network. She's here, a family member, but she just has taken some time out of doing another project, which I will definitely, if I don't talk about it tonight, then definitely I will mention it so you can go to her. She's having a workshop, and you can she has a website. You can go there for Sister to Heal, because all of us sisters have been wounded in some form or fashion. And she's working on a beautiful project to heal the women, and it's absolutely beautiful. So you definitely don't want to miss that. So with that, I'm going to digress or rest my mic and, turn it over to Sister Cara. And, and we're just randomly talking about things that go on or been going on or affects us or, whatever, making news that we feel that should be, talked about. Oh, I will say this. Very sure I'm not going to speak on it too long, but this, what do you think about this Omarosa / Trump, issue or the rivalry which has been going on? What are your take on that?
Would you repeat that again, sister?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. The Omarosa, Donald Trump, they're beefing or whatever. I know he called her a dog. She finally said he's a racist after running behind him over years and years. All of a sudden, now he's a problem to her. So I just want you to get a little bit of a take on your opinion of her, or how did how the black people or our people are treating her. Do you think she deserves to be ostracized, et cetera?
I've been following that particular story in the news, and I also, got into a few conversations with some of the people on Facebook.
Yes.
They were talking about Omarosa and her book that she's supposed to be coming out with. And from what I know, some years back, I remember seeing her on The Apprentice show and how I didn't like her then. I didn't like how she did her business on there too much. So she already had, had the foundation of a traitor in the way she played some of her positions in that show. And then years later, then, Donald Trump hired her in the White House. And so I wasn't too excited about that either. When things like that happen, when they say she had married Michael Clark Duncan and he died mysteriously, and then I'm saying, oh, my goodness, he married her and then he ended up dying. I'm just, I'm not liking her. And so... And then after that, then she ended up in the White House, with Donald Trump, and all. And she was like, I think she had came on like a minister of some sort. I don't really understand her position there in the White House, but they were saying she was like a minister of some sort. She was like a minister on the outside. She was with the rest of those, a group of pastors or whatever, and they said she was a minister, a woman minister. So I wasn't feeling good about that when I found that out. I said, well, I wonder what kind of minister she's going to be and what she's doing. So anyway, the situation I want to get to what we need to be talking about, but... When everything was happening, and I'm saying, maybe she might turn it around and try to do something for the black people once she get in office, because Barack Obama really didn't do nothing for us. Maybe she gonna get in there and probably pull some things in for us. So it just didn't seem like it was going that way because, you know, he hired Ben Carson, over HUD,
yes.
And HUD did a lot of slashing for the last year or so on Section 8 and public housing and all of that. So
mm-hmm.
I wasn't feeling too good about that either because a lot of people, they got cut, and then it was a lot of cuts in that particular program, and a lot of other programs was cut that, you know, when I was a live-in caretaker, it kind of affected the person I was taking care of on how
yes,
they could get care and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just looking at her, and I'm thinking that she has this enormous platform, and she didn't really use it. She didn't really use her power that she had at that time to really do something, to really go to bat for us.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do that.
Okay.
And it was all, from what I seen, that she was in there, and she, you know, she did a lot of whatever she was doing. I guess they said she had a lot of evidence of Donald Trump saying that, calling people N-words and doing a bunch of stuff, you know, and she had proof of all of that. Then now she wants to use that and put it in a book, you know. But that's not going to really, we're not going to benefit from that. She's going to benefit from that. And, you know, I think her and Donald Trump, they two of a kind. They pretty much are like each other. And the people that he deal with is kind of like him. He wouldn't have had her in the White House if he knew that he couldn't use her and get her to do the stuff that he wanted to get done. And I think, too, he only used her for that little space to get the black people, to get the black vote. And as soon as he got everything that he wanted from her, then they get rid of him. So that's what happened with her. And she didn't, you know, and... She didn't do nothing. She didn't do anything for the community. She didn't do anything for us. And so I just want to say it just behooves us. If we can't put our trust in these people, we got to do it. We got to walk the walk ourselves. We can't get somebody to do the walking for us. We got to walk the walk ourselves. And anything that we want to get and achieve, we're going to have to do it ourselves because these politicians are not going to do it. Years and years, it's just proven that they're not somebody that we can trust to do anything for us. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk and do our own walking and let's talk and getting things done. Because I noticed when she was on the talk on the morning show, and that white lady was asking those questions. And she said, I think the white lady asked her, said, well, if you knew all of this, well, you knew Donald Trump was like this, why did you take that job? You know, she was asking her some good questions. And so, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think all of us, we have a platform in some way, we have a platform where we can use our platform as black women to talk and to spread the good news and to, you know, warn our people or try to do what we can to help our people if we have the resources to help them. And she was in that predicament where she could have done a lot of good for the black community, and she didn't do it. So, you know, whatever we have to do, we're going to have to find ways to do it on our own. And I rest my mic.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Oh, my God. You really hit every corner or a question that could possibly have been asked and many ways to answer. You're absolutely right. Amorosa, like I said, you know, on the Apprentice, she, you know, was very, be real, manipulative, you know, she played that, you know, and then she played it, you know, but at the same time, you don't sell your soul, and I feel like she sold her soul to a troll.
That's what she did.
She did, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was like, oh, my God, are you just really
just kissing his very L. Everything that he says, oh, Donald Trump, it's like Donald Trump was her God. You know, she worshiped him.
Pretty much.
And it was so sick. Yes, it was just absolutely sickening to me. I'm like, oh, my God, this is just beneath her of any of us to cater or to be, you know, so in just engrossed in his worship. And it was ridiculous. Then I'm like, oh, my Lord. And then, as you said,
mm-hmm.
here's a great part. When he owned it, he wanted her to pull the black folks in. That's why he accepted her in that so-called position that she was in. It wasn't because he respected her or respected her skills or intelligence or whatever. It's because he said, hey, you know, I can get her and pull them, the ones that, you know, with the same mindset right on in here. And I said that, and I said, you know what? He's going to boot her out. He's going to belittle her. And God forbid, now he's doing it. Yes. He threw her out of the White House. And I believe she was kicking and crying because she wanted to be part of them, and they don't want you to be part of them. And now she's back trying to be among us, and she's talking, trying to talk. I saw the Rika Smiley show a bit this morning, and she was debuting a couple of lame phrases, and I'm like, oh, my God. But as she said, the only thing, she's out to get her book published and to get her book with millions and millions of sales. She really, in my humble opinion, doesn't care about the black plight of things or I would be concerned because so I just can't have respect for our people who fell out like that. I just can't. So, you know, she's really on her own as far as I'm concerned. That's just my opinion. But that's how I feel. So we have a couple more minutes here. Then we're going to close up this program tonight, but we have approximately probably about 4 to 5 more minutes. But yes, ma'am, so it's been beautiful and absolutely, like I say, Sister Care, you are natural too, so we're going to have to get you to host more often. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I do.
Calling. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You were about to say something. Sorry, you know, I get excited.
I just get excited
about the most. You know, it just.
I like that in you.
We're simple thing, but to me, it's nothing is to be taken for granted, and definitely none of our sisters who are beautiful or brothers should be taken for granted. So. I just feel like we should show the love as much as we can and get a flower for what we are still alive. So that's just my humble opinion. So with that, I will rest my mic and I'll allow you to speak, sister.
Well, just to piggyback on what you were saying, you know, like I was telling you about the seamstress job, the last seamstress job that I had, my boss was a white man, and... He hired me. Him and his wife hired me to the company, and they were really excited because, you know, I'm the only black woman there and everything. So I worked under a younger white lady, and she was training me on how to do all these different seats. And from what I think in their minds, they thought, wow, she's better than the lady that was training me. She was like, I could tell her attitude was changing because I was catching on to the different seats, and I knew what I was doing. I know how to sew really, really good. And as time went on, she was training me to do seats, and she was telling me the wrong size, the wrong the patterns that she had. The pattern, it wasn't fitting, and it was stuff that wasn't right, and I was getting blamed for that. Now you training me to do the job that that you want me to do, and then you training me wrong. So anyway, they at the end, my boss, he got rid of me, But before that, when he hired me, he told me, well, if you need any help, you know, financially or whatever, he said, I will give you $1,000, you know, to help you on whatever you need to get help on. And I told him, I said, no, I don't want no money. I said, I'm working here, and I'm doing fairly well with the salary that I get, and I'm going to stick with that. But, you know, what I want to say, what I'm trying to get everybody to understand, you have temptation as a black woman in these white people's companies that I could have took that man's money, but that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to work for him and do little side jobs on my own for other people, but he didn't really want me to do that. And so then he offered me more money, and then I told him, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want that. So everybody going to get tested in the game, in this game, that if you're going to be a bedwinch, or you're going to be a flunky, or you're going to be a coon, or whatever, you're going to get tested to see if you're going to go with that. I could have took that $1,000, but that's not what I wanted. And that's not the type of woman that I want to be, and I don't want to be portrayed as that. Because once you start taking, you know, bribes and bids from people, and they treat you any kind of way they want to treat you, and he couldn't do me that way. And he said, you don't have to say yes, sir, to me. You can just call me by my first name. No, I don't want to do that. I want to say yes, sir. That's the way I told him. I said, I'm from the South, and that's the way I was raised. My grandparents raised me to be respectful. And my grandmother used to always tell me, she said, baby, you be respectful, especially when you work around men folks, because they take, if you try to get this look, you know, get the little, you know, comfortable way that they want you to deal with them, then they can get out of the pocket with you. And what she means get out of the pocket with you is like get fresh with you and be making, you know, proposals to you in ways that you don't want to do. And so I told, and then he said, well, I don't want you saying, don't be saying yes, sir, to me. You just call me by my first name and all that. And I wasn't going for none of that, because I was the type of woman that I'm not here for that. I'm just trying to make money for my family, take care of my family. I don't want to do all that. And most of all, I was trying to learn. They had maybe 300 styles of seats that I wanted to learn how to make. And before I even got to maybe 30, she stopped teaching me.
Yes,
so I still got the configurations of the measurements of these seats, these booth seats and all of that. I still got all of that. And I said, when I left the company, I wrote down all my information in my notebook and left and got everything with me, because those are my notes that I wrote down, I hand wrote down, and that's my property that I can take with me. And if I decide I want to open up a business, that's going to be my information for me. Those configurations and those blueprints and those seats I have in my mind, and I have wrote down on paper. So, you know, what I'm just saying, you know, as a woman, just be respectful. But, you know, if they get out of line with you, you know what you have to do. But I didn't let it get in that situation where I was going to be done like that. I let them know up front, I'm not about that. I'm about business. I'm about doing this and getting done. I'm about getting trained properly so I can know how to do the job properly. Because at the end of my job, he tried to say that I damaged a lot of their materials. Well, how are you going to say that I damaged those materials and I got the measurements that y'all gave me to cut them out, and everything was checked and measured correctly, and then you try to put damaged seat covers on me. And so that's how white people do you. They try to put you in a jam like that. And that's what they did to me. And so Omarosa, just going back to her, it's a different scenario, but it's kind of the same. Omarosa, she got in a situation, she probably could have did things for us. But she was thinking about, she was selfish, she was thinking about herself, and she was also thinking about pleasing Donald Trump instead of doing the right thing. See, at the end of the day, you want to make sure when you go home and you look at yourself in that mirror for the last night, the last time before you go to bed, that, you know, your soul is well with your soul, that you've done everything that you could do right that day before you go and lay your head down. And that's the kind of style that I live on. I want to do things right and and do things that's righteously. So when I get ready to lay my head down at night, I don't have all that on me. And I rest my mic, sister. I rest my mic. I go too far. I'm just like you. I get on the road and I forget the time.
Now, it's beautiful, sister, because you know you're sharing from your heart, sister, and you can help a lot of our sisters who are on that, on that path, and you know may have a decision to make like you did, but by the grace of Allah, you made the right decision where you can be proud of yourself, and as you say, have peace with yourself when you lay down, and have comfort that you did the right thing. So thank you for sharing that beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So with that, we're going to close the program up. But again, I'd like to thank our beautiful sister, Kara. She definitely will be co-hosting more with me soon, hopefully by herself, because she is part of the initiative. We are so honored to have her. But thank you again for the listening audience. Please
thank
keep
you
tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And thank you, listening on. We do appreciate you listening, tuning in, you know, on our Stitch app as well as iTunes and on the phone and wherever you are listening to us. So with that, peace and love to all. And I hope everyone have a blessed day. Peace and love.